This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. The Senate today is expected to approve a bill that forces many class action lawsuits into federal courts. Generally, such cases have fared better in state courts. Backers of the bill so far have managed to defeat amendments aimed at weakening its impact. The bill is the first in a series of tort law reforms that Republicans hope to push through Congress. NPR's David Wellner reports.
Ever since his days as governor of Texas, President Bush has been an advocate of limiting civil lawsuits targeting business. Yesterday, the president spoke at a carefully staged event at the Commerce Department and continued that advocacy in the role he's fashioned as lobbyist-in-chief.
You know, people's faith in the system, our country depends on a fair legal system. And what we're highlighting here is the system isn't fair. And the positive news is, in this town, people have come up with a fair solution.
What the president calls a solution is a bill titled the Class Action Fairness Act of 2005. Republicans like Utah Senator Orrin Hatch have been trying for 8 years to get this legislation passed by Congress. Though the measure is backed mainly by business interests, Hatch prefers to portray it as protecting plaintiffs from the lawyers who represent them.
Without question, many of today's class actions are nothing more than business opportunities for some lawyers to strike it rich. And too often they have little, if anything, to do with fairly compensating the injured class members.
The bill's main thrust is to require that all class action lawsuits involving more than $5 million and plaintiffs suing out-of-state defendants be tried not in state, but in federal courts. Connecticut's Christopher Dodd is one of 10 Senate Democrats, mostly from states with insurance industries, who backed the class action bill.
The legislation before the Senate today does not close the courthouse door to a single citizen in this country. Maybe that citizen will end up in federal court rather than state court, but no citizen will lose the sacred right in America to seek redress for grievances in a court of law.
Supporters of the bill say trial lawyers have sought to try class action suits in states and counties where they're most likely to win, which is why one of the bill's chief foes says the U.S. Chamber of Commerce has led a lobbying effort that spent more than $1 billion trying to force those lawsuits into federal courts. That opponent is the Senate's number two Democrat, Dick Durbin.
Why would these business interests spend such an inordinately large sum of money to lobbyists to pass it? Well, because they know, as we know, who have practiced law, that federal courts are unfriendly to class actions.
And the Senate's Democratic leader, one-time trial lawyer Harry Reid, says the bill curbing class action lawsuits turns federalism, a notion long touted by Republicans, on its head.
My friends in the majority, the Republicans, say they favor state rights. They should be embarrassed to support this bill, which is one of the most profound assaults on states' rights come before Congress in many, many years.
Democrats tried and failed yesterday to add 3 amendments to the class action bill. One would have exempted lawsuits brought by state attorneys general. Another spared civil rights and labor class action suits. And a third required federal courts to certify rather than reject such lawsuits. House GOP leaders have promised they'll pass the class action bill only if it's not amended. The bill's chief sponsor, Iowa Republican Charles Grassley, says it allows some Democrats who back it to show
that they have voted for something and that they really aren't against tort reform. And quite frankly, medical malpractice would probably do our economy more good passing that than class action, but around here you don't always have the choice of what you want to do first.
Legislation capping medical malpractice lawsuits and settling asbestos damage claims will likely touch off much bigger fights. Grassley says class action should be the easiest of the tort reforms. David Wellner, NPR News.